Oh, he's got an
attitude. She's on it.
Alive.
Welcome to TSV Goes to the Movies.
Yeah, gotta go ahead, higher octave. Gotta go higher octave with that. There you go.
There you go. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet at one of those handles if you want us to watch your movie. Yours is coming up in a month because yours is also this episode. Also, join our Discord, Sports Brewery, for that. We can send you an invitation if you need it. Just reach out to us on Twitter, or if you know us, just ask us for one, and we'll send one to you. Or if you're already on Discord, just do a search for Sports Brewery, and you will find it. Also on Twitch, twitch.tv/abrog87, if you want to watch the sports podcast live every Thursday night. You can follow that. It will give you a notification when we go live, and you can just click a button and watch us and talk shit in the chat with us. It's a good time. So twitch.tv/abrog87, A-B-R-A-W-G 87. So the movie this week, again, is a listener movie, and it comes from WCP541 in the Discord, and he suggested Snowpiercer, which came out in 2013. It is currently, as of this recording, on Hulu and Netflix. It has a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. It has a 7.1 on IMDb and an 84 on Metacritic. That is a very high Metacritic score. So very well-regarded movie when it came out. It stars Chris Evans as Curtis, Ed Harris as Wilford, John Hurt as Gilliam, Tilda Swinton as Mason, Jamie Bell as Edgar, Octavia Spencer as Tanya, Ewan Bremner as Andrew, and Gung Kang Ho as Nam. Movie written by Bong Joon-ho and Kelly Masterson. Masterson also wrote Killing Kennedy and Good People, apparently. Bong Joon-ho also directed this movie, and he also directed the movie Parasite, which you might remember won an Oscar for Best Picture a couple years ago. Also did the movies Okja and Mother. I actually have no idea how to pronounce Okja.
It's Okja, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
I think his big one was The Host. I think that was his
Also did The Host. Yep.
Yeah.
So this movie was the first time he did an English language movie. So it was, I think,
many languages in this movie, though. But yeah,
many different ones, many different accents. It's very interesting for a movie centered on being on a train where they just have random people. I guess, you know, it sort of makes sense because I guess the train does go around the world.
Around the world.
Point. So, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. This movie also based on a novel, or a graphic novel, I should say, called, bear with me here, Les Transpersonnages.
It's a French graphic novel, which...
Transpersonnages.
Makes sense to why this movie is such a downer.
Braga,
Korean writer-director bases an English or makes an English language movie based on a French graphic novel.
Yes.
You are what the French call les incompetents.
Les incompetents. Lucy is from El Salvador. Budget for this movie, $40 million. Box office, 86.8.
That was lower than that. I didn't think this movie did good in the box office.
Remember it. Yeah. I remember seeing this on Netflix. That's the first time I remember hearing about it, period. So I don't remember this even being in the theaters.
I'm trying to remember. No. Wait, this, what year did you say this came out?
2013.
All right. Because this was a Harvey Weinstein movie. So I don't know if it... I think this was before all the Me Too stuff with him. I think. I don't know if that... I'm trying to remember when that was.
Oh, this is way before that.
Way before, right? Yeah, sorry.
When, as a nation, we were watching Marcus Mariota and Case McCoy in the Alamo. Yeah. That's
Mariota!
Why Yeah, Mariota. That's why this movie didn't do great in the box office. Yeah.
Well, it did though.
Matt Brown retired. Remember
87 million. Retired. It doubled its money. You know what
was
I think it is
worldwide though.
You know what I think it is. I just looked this up. Chris Evans had just been Captain America for the first time. Yeah. So the first Captain America movie came out in 2011.
Yeah.
And then the Avengers movie came out in 2012. So Chris Evans was a big deal at this point.
Because
him being the star will get people to go.
I did have to read that Bong had to like have some scenes shot differently and had his, you know, like big, more baggier clothes because he's like, because Chris Evans was fucking shredded.
He's so
at the
ripped
time from Captain America. He's like,
you can't be on that train and be that ripped.
No, this guy, they're eating the weird little like nutrient bars that are made of like insects. This guy's not gonna be fucking jacked. Even though I can't remember what his name. The guy that had all the tattoos that just would straight murder people. That dude was kind of shredded though.
No, that's, you know, and I hesitate to even bring it up because it's. But there are facts of the matter. When you are fed every meal of your life those bugs in the gelatinous form, you're not getting like any carbohydrates. You're not getting any sugar.
So trans fats up in that bitch.
Octavia Spencer, man, like,
yeah, right.
How does that body type exist on that train? Like,
hey, she gave that her son's not that old baby weight still. That's
okay. Okay.
Can't fair. Do a lot of exercising in there. You're in a small little tight, you know, compartment. So,
which, by the way, that's a big theme in this movie, too. Like Ed Harris even says it at the end. It's like, good thing the back of the train keeps making more kids or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, how? Like, how are women going through 9 months of pregnancy and then giving birth when that's all they're putting in their bodies? Is those little like bug things? Like how? Okay. Yeah. We might be getting in the weeds here. Like, getting a little too literal with this movie, but
no one had gestational diabetes. What are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing? Yeah, they would be harvesting humans for insulin, wouldn't they? Yeah, that'd be a thing. Yeah,
the whole different movie.
Yeah, yeah. So this movie, if you haven't seen it yet and you're listening to us talk about it, that's kind of weird. You should go watch it because it's on two places right now. But it essentially the plot is. There is global warming. And so a bunch of world leaders decided to shoot some stuff into the air, into the atmosphere from all different parts of the globe at the same time to cool the Earth. And they kind of overdid it. And so the Earth froze and everything died. And it just so happened that this Wilford guy had created this train, this like eccentric billionaire guy created this train that travels around the globe, and when the earth went to shit, it was totally self-sustaining. It was protected from the elements. It had like all it had water regeneration stuff, like somehow poultry and eggs on a regular basis. Well, and they're growing somehow indoors, they're growing like fruit all the time.
Well,
like
that makes sense. They did bring up that I could see, all right, on a train, it's not very big. Yeah. But yet they're eating steak. How can they have cattle? Yeah. Of all things, chickens, small, compact, you shove them in cages. The fish, you know, they had the scene with, you know, it's like an aquarium, even though it looked fucking massive. I was like, oh, the steaks got me a little bit too. It's like, eh.
Well, now that begs the question, are they eating humans? Because that was a big thing in this too. Very, remember, like the people in the
very
tail.
very French aspect to that. That's how you know when this was a French graphic novel. They're like that whole monologue from Evans talking to the Korean guy about when he first got on the train. I was like, yeah, that's a French guy with a cigarette who just thinks the world is bleak.
Yeah, that very well could have been Jean Reno, and it would have been the same scene. Yeah, actually, you know, I'm pretty sure that scene is why Evans agreed to do this movie, because it was a very good scene where it's like it's pushed up on him. He's smoking the cigarette, but he's not actually smoking it. Talking about the story where he killed Edgar's mom and was like ready to just eat humans and stuff like that. And then John Hurt's character like cut off his arm and offered it to him, which started this big thing where people started cutting off their limbs and offering them to be eaten by everybody because they were starving. Which, yeah.
He did. Evans did have the weird line. It's like, I know that babies taste better. Yeah.
No, he said, you know what I hate about myself? That I know what humans taste like, and I know that babies taste the best. Taste That's crazy. That's a crazy line in a movie, man.
So I have seen this. This was the second time I've seen it, and I still must have missed it again. Why didn't they just make a biodome as opposed to a train? Like, why would you need something moving when you could have a stationary thing that does the same thing?
Well, if you paid attention to, I think it's the 37 and a half minute mark. If the train goes below 65 miles an hour, it blows up.
Yeah.
There's a bomb on this train.
No, Dennis Hopper blows it up. Yeah. Pay attention to the movie ski. God.
Well, this is speed 3 is what you're saying.
Yeah, no, that's the progression. That's the progression. City bus, boat, and then train. Yep.
Global train. But you know what this movie just should have been? The fake trailer in Tropic Thunder with Stiller as Tug Speedman, where it's pretty much he's like the world is frozen and it's just Tug Speedman and he has like a kid. That's what this movie just should have been. It would have been better.
By the way, the reason he made the train is because he did it before. Like, he made the train before the Earth went to shit. But apparently, like, the story was in the school scene where the teacher was teaching all the kids about it, which we can go into, is that he knew the SW or CW7 was going to go wrong. And so he made this train in preparation of that. Which, by the way, to make a train, so the train is one thing. To create a train that has like a sauna and, you know, like, again, self-sustaining water system with a battery or like an energy source that never dies, like is always going no matter what. So that's one thing. To put train tracks around the entire globe, which, by the way, so when they showed the map, were all the continents connected? Like, I don't remember that.
He somehow managed to build the train tracks after the ice had formed.
Which, again, like, that goes against the thing about him making it beforehand.
By the way,
who's making these train tracks when the Earth has frozen over and people cannot be outside anymore? So, okay. Cool. A little hole there, Ski. I think you found a little
hole.
Yeah, a little digging. A little digging. All right. Tilda Swinton really, no, I don't. Yeah, her character is like fucking weird in this movie, man. Kind of
always plays weird characters.
I'm not a Tilda fan.
Neither am I. You know, I think this is the place to say that.
Yeah,
I don't like her.
I don't like her.
But who else could play this kind of role though, other than Tilda Swinton? There are roles that she fits.
Olivia Colman. The Queen.
She's British. They don't care.
Okay. Wait, what's Tilda Swinton?
I don't think she's. I think she's American, isn't she?
I think she's British.
You can't be an American named Tilda.
There's absolutely
That's why she's weird.
There is no way that woman is American. There's no fucking way. So while King's looking that up, like, I have a question about the teeth.
British as fuck. Born in London.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Cambridge, born in London. This man is trying to make her sound like she's born in Omaha, Nebraska.
Sorry.
Went to Creighton.
Sorry, I meant to say,
I was going
to
say Biloxi, maybe.
Biloxi and went to Southern Miss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I meant to say, come on, bruv. Come on.
Come on, bruv.
Hey, bruv.
In it, bruv?
In it.
Easy there, governor.
Governor.
Yeah, so I have a question about the teeth. Because where did she get those?
Well, we just found out she's British, right? So
okay, no, but like she had clearly lost all of her teeth. So did it seem like it was sort of cobbled together? Like she had sort of, and if that's going to be the case, why not like pick ones that sort of match and go together instead of like she had like a random.
They're on a train, man.
Oh, yeah, no, they...
I'm
no.
sure they just pulled teeth from some person from the back of the train, and that's what they used.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, hell, Wilford... Yeah. Wilford is like sacrificing humans for like whatever the fuck he wants. And no, he literally talked about that. It's when they, it's like population control or whatever, where they have to eventually just weed out people in the back part of the train. And they, he literally did that at the end. He's like, no, leave 18 because it's the 18th anniversary or something like that. Yeah. So, I mean, she could have had her pick.
So let's, well, we've talked about this before with other movies. Let's say you guys are thrusted into this environment. You know, you're on the train.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It would have been pretty awesome to be in the front of the train with all, like, the young kids partying and whatever they, whatever that drug is that they're all taking.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the name of the drug, but the Korean guy and his daughter want.
Chrono.
Nonstop. Chrono. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just hammering Chrono up in the top, you know, just
Chrono.
Like,
Chrono that happens to be like C4, basically. Like it's a plastic
whatever explosion. nuclear waste that they peel off from the engine. But yeah, sign me up with some Chrono and partying in the front. It's a good way to live out this frozen world.
Yeah, I'm like that rave scene or whatever.
Really, that's what I'm talking about.
How do you organize something like that on a train? Because the room, the cars were right next to each other. So you go from like one car, which is a bunch of like, which not even a bunch. It was like 12 really rich looking people just sitting around a bar and eating food or whatever. Then the next car is a drug den and a rave. It's like,
awesome.
How did he org? And was that part of the planning of the train? He's like, you know what I'm going to need on this train? Like really, really close, really close to my quarters is a drug den and a rave. Oh, and a sauna. Don't forget the sauna.
Yeah,
I need the sauna. Like, the way this dude, he is an insane person, obviously, but the way he organized this train is an insane person. I like that.
That's what else you want to do? You're on a train for the rest of your life. Yeah.
Fair. Cultivate rage. Orgies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Might as well.
Fair enough. The dude, like the, well, I guess, what would you call him? Like the security guy who just wouldn't die.
Oh, yeah,
that guy was interesting because he was like officially a wild card, you know. He never said anything, and he just acted on pure instinct and didn't give a shit. Like when he started firing through the glass, like it's like, you know, if you go outside, you die, right? Like, stop shooting through the fucking glass. Like, and all these dudes, these other security guys, are like, dude, please stop it, please. Like, they don't want to make him mad because he'll kill them, and they start plugging up the holes and stuff. And then finally, he gets to the point where he just starts killing everybody, including his own security people.
Yep.
I like that character, and that scene in the sauna where like they all fought each other was like pretty dope. That was cool. I guess the guy who played Nam was the star of Parasite. I still haven't seen Parasite.
Neither have I.
Yeah,
I'm but glad I am not alone.
Yeah, like he's really good in this. So I don't know. It sort of makes me want to see that now, even though I guess he's really different. But
it's another kind of downer movie.
Is it? Okay.
I think most of Bong's fucking movies are kind of, you know, a look at the possible future and just usually just a fucking downer.
Okay. All right. Maybe I won't watch it then. Yeah, I don't know. There's something about that movie. Like, it won Best Picture, and so I'm like, oh, okay, it must be really good. I should probably watch it. But there's something about it that is telling me to not watch it, and I don't know what it is. I know for King, it's subtitles, but
oh man,
yeah.
Oh, shudder. I ain't even fucking with that Shogun show that's coming up on FX. Way too much subtitles. I don't want to read. I want to watch.
How do you expect me to watch and read something at the same time? That is impossible.
America, damn it.
How dare you?
That is America.
Feed my ears.
And Tilda Swinton is from Biloxi.
Yeah.
Go Southern Miss. Golden Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Fly Eagles.
Yo, that school scene was fucking weird. Like that the whole thing was fucking weird. But I did really enjoy sort of the when they busted out the Uzis. That was a cool scene, totally out of nowhere. Like, you know what else they say was like, is like a myth on this, that these disappeared as well or whatever. And he knocks over the egg thing. Yeah, the fucking, like, how do they get that many eggs? You know what? Like, okay,
a lot of eggs.
To your point with the cows they would have for sakes.
Yeah.
You have cows and chickens on a train in enclosed space, no fresh air. That is, you're going to die. Like, you literally are going to die.
A lot of methane.
Yeah. You're going
methane
to die. Yeah.
Yeah.
That must have been something he thought about that they just decided to not put in this movie. Yeah. So.
Yeah, just roll down the window.
Yeah, just roll down. You're good. No, but he did need, you know, that authoritarian, you know, Nazi-esque kind of propaganda to the children. He kind of needed that. That was kind of his whole shtick with what was the fucking guy's name? The main guy, the bad guy.
Oh,
Wilford.
Wilford, yeah.
Trying to treat Wilford, yeah, as like
Ed Harris.
God, essentially, yeah. So did you know who the teacher was?
Allison Pill, I think her name is.
Yeah. You like the Goon movies, didn't you? Sean William Scott. Yeah, who she was from that.
Yeah.
Goons.
I think she was in Scott Pilgrim too. I don't know how much you guys like that. That's my kid's favorite.
I love Scott Pilgrim.
That's my kid's favorite movie.
Is that the Michael Cera?
I cannot stand Michael Cera.
I really like that movie, and I'm not even a big Cera guy.
Did you?
Yeah, oh yeah, I really like that movie. Yeah.
Like, genuinely? Good. You actually like it?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, I did too. I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Fair enough.
I think there's supposed to be another one coming out.
There's a cartoon series.
Cartoon. I think they're making a Scott Pilgrim 2.
I'm a big Edgar Wright fan, so I'll probably watch it.
I would watch. Yeah.
I did read that apparently Bong named a lot of, like, he named Edgar in this movie after Edgar Wright.
Did he?
Yeah. Cool. He had a lot of homages to things in this that apparently he had a lot, like, Harvey Weinstein wanted this to be like an action movie, like more fighting and stuff. And he straight like lied to him about like why he did some of these scenes. Like before they started that was the scene they're talking about, not the aquarium. Before they started that battle with everyone had the hatchets and they pulled out that fish and like slit the fish to get blood on it. He had to make up some reason why like that scene was in it. Cause it was like a minute or two, but no one did anything.
So why was that scene in it?
I don't know. Cause he wanted it.
Cause it
thought it was cool.
I thought they open up the train car and it's a bunch of axemen. It's guys with hoods.
Gang.
Yeah, the axe gang, totally. It's guys with hoods and axes, and the guys from the back of the train, they don't have any of that shit. And so suddenly they're like, oh shit. And instead of like immediately fighting and killing the people, they pull out this really big fish and hold it up and sort of just slice it. They don't even really gut it. They just sort of slice it and then throw it on the ground.
It said it was supposed to be an homage to the Godfather, which I only assume it was like you're going to be sleeping with the fishes.
That is a stretch.
Only thing I can take from Bong,
I like you. That is a stretch, my guy.
I think he just thought it was cool and had to make some shit up to put it in there.
It very much like as the scene was happening, I'm like, this is Korean action movie shit right here. This doesn't make any fucking sense whatsoever, but the director thought it was cool and decided to put it in. And nobody's checking him on any of the shit he does because it's a dumb Korean action movie, and and it goes in if the director wants it to go in. But this time he had Weinstein.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
A little Harv.
That was a cool scene, though. Like the whole sequence with the axe gang or whatever, where they fight and then they go over the bridge, and they have like it's because every time they go over the same bridge, it's New Year's or whatever. So they stop and it's like World War II, like you know Band of Brothers or whatever, like the Christmas thing.
Yeah, for Christmas,
they all stop when it's Christmas. It's sort of like that. So they stop and then they fight again, but then all of a sudden they go through that tunnel and they start doing the night vision thing. That was rad. And then deaf dude runs to the back, gets the torch, and they start like with the like three matches I think they had.
Yeah,
they got good use out of those matches, man. But they then they start running forward and fighting him with fire, and it was
I didn't know I had him, but
that was
God,
cool.
How would you have been if you were Chris Evans King and you had the last cigarette in the world? Sitting there right before the boss door, light that up and take that drag. Ooh.
That's the most power a man can have. Right? In the world.
Right?
100%.
And that might have been like the first one he ever had, because he went in there. Because apparently he went in there when he was 17, and then he had been on the train 17 years too. So, surprised he wasn't like coughing all over the place. That would have been funny. Like he's telling this he's telling this super dark story about like him killing his mom.
When you kill and eat.
Why do people start these things? These are terrible.
No, when you kill and eat a baby, I think you're good on choking down a heater.
Yeah, that tar isn't exactly you think it would.
No.
Yeah, it does kind of make you rethink Chris Evans in this movie, doesn't it? he's kind of like a you think he's like this hero, really good guy character, and then you find out he ate some babies. Yep.
Ew. Yeah, population control.
He's the same as Ed Harris.
I mean, it's why we hunt deer. You know, you get two tags a year.
So the end of this movie, it's the kid and the daughter. So Nam's daughter, and they are the only ones who survived the train crash, and now they're in the wilderness with a polar bear. Apparently. I don't know. So, like, the polar bear was supposed to be this, like, idea of, oh, life is sustainable again. Yeah. And you can, yeah, but also now they're outside alone with a polar bear.
And the polar bear. I was going to say, it should have ended with them just getting mauled.
Yes. Polar bear grisly death, like, no other.
The polar bear is also really hungry and is like, oh my God, are those other things that are alive?
Oh, entrails. Yes, please.
And here's a question also. When Ed Harris is out there laying the tracks for this like super train, why is he putting so many tracks in the fucking mountains? The whole movie's in the fucking mountains.
Yeah. It's a good point.
Past like one city, but it's like they get off, they're like climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, wherever the fuck they ended up at. They're at the top of the mountain.
Yeah. I was trying to think like how realistic it was that there would be big ice buildup on the tracks because they were huge. So I guess the idea is like it was starting to warm up and then I guess the ice could slide down under the tracks, but they were such big fucking piles of ice, like just like, and yeah, I guess it takes a year to go around. So, okay, fair enough. I was like, that doesn't like why, if they're constantly going around these tracks, how is it possible that there's that much buildup on the tracks? But I guess the Earth was returning to being normal.
Kind of, yeah. Except for even they're the only two. They're going to repopulate the Earth, just the two of them.
Yeah.
The old Adam and Eve story. Let's see if it's true, right?
Yeah, she's going to have to wait like a while.
Because she's what, like 12, maybe something like that. And then the kid's like 5 or 6.
I think she's older than that. I think she's like 15 or.
Was she maybe? Like
yeah.
The kid's young. Kids, they shove little kids into the engine to, I guess, get the sludge. That's what they do. I don't know. They didn't quite make it clear.
Yeah, no. Ed Harris said the part that used to do that broke, and so they replaced it with a small child.
Small child. Yeah.
Which part was just like pulling sludge out? I don't know. Whatever. Yeah.
That's what they did back in the coal mines, didn't they? Send the kids down in the small holes to grab things.
And we're saying that a never-ending source of energy, this battery was, still functions like that, where there's like a bunch of loose grease just everywhere where you need to have a kid reach in. Pull. Okay, all right.
Yep.
Stop poking holes, man.
All right, Ed Harris.
Fucking okay. System over here.
His character in this really reminded me of his Westworld character, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of like no emotion to everything that's going on.
No emotion. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Just sort of like ruthless, has a plan. Nothing is going to get in the way of the plan. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter who he has to kill to get there.
And can we say, so I love movies where like everyone dies, especially, you know, the main people. It kind of not a very good death for Evans. Yeah. Like, as the star of the movie, usually you have your like coup de grace as you're dying. I don't even think they showed the Korean guy last to cover them all up. Mm-hmm. And then I don't think they showed him again. They didn't even look at his body, did they?
No, that was it. That was the last time we saw him.
Oh, yep. He's dead. Yep. No.
He gone.
Oh, he gone. Tripled him up. He gone.
Oh, on the death tally, you can put him on the board. Yeah. Yes.
And Ed Harris just like sitting there at the table eating his steak as the train blows up too. Yeah. No, that was it. Like you would think sort of a perfect,
it's good for the purpose of it, but it's very anticlimactic with how.
Yeah. Do. You would like to see him stab Ed Harris in the face or something like that.
Something. Like
that. Yeah. Cause yeah. Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Or have him do let's move. Where he just like stands in front of the blast, like Willem Dafoe in Platoon at the end, just like
I'm okay with it because he and Nam coming together around them is what kept them from dying, and so it's like grouped. They were grouped, you know. They wrap around them and protect them from the explosion. Yeah. Nobody else watches Marvel movies. All right.
They're overrated tree people. Is that what you're saying?
Sure. Yeah.
I haven't watched him. What was the newest Guardians of the Galaxy? I still haven't got to it.
Yeah, it's good.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's the last one, so you might as well watch it.
Yeah, no, I want to watch it. I don't know why I haven't watched it.
Yeah, it's good.
Just rewatch the second one because it's got fucking Kurt in it.
First one is the best one out of all of them. I hear you about Kurt Russell.
Second one has Kurt and Stallone in it.
It's true.
I mean,
third one, I think
Sly's in the third one too, also, but yeah.
I believe
he is as well.
Might have to watch that again, yeah. He plays like a really small part in that.
Yeah, he's like some marauder from a different crew.
I love a good marauder. I feel like they wasted Stallone. Like they could have, there are so many Marvel characters he could play, and they just gave him a really small one.
It's Marvel. You don't have to act, just be there.
Yeah, you could just voice something. I guess he could still voice something, to be fair.
I mean, fucking what's his name is Groot, fucking Vin Diesel, so could have voiced something.
Yep. Okay, we should probably grade this thing. Any other takes on this before we do that? I can't think of anything else. Yeah. All right, let's grade it. So,
what's it out of this week?
Yeah, good question. So let's
go. Is there
a
conversion rate on Korean stuff? Or
no. It'll be out of 5 because the San Francisco 49ers have had 3 opportunities to get a 6 Super Bowl, and they're still at 5. So, yeah, it's out of 5.
This podcast is over! We are done! Sports Brewery is
30 years between Super Bowls, a multiple of 5.
Shut down the podcast. The Discord is dead. The
Patrick Twitter Holmes page is gone. 15, a multiple of 5.
Blow it all up. Just like the 49ers Super Bowl chances.
Oh.
All right. Who wants to start? So thank you, WCP541, for the suggestion. I like this movie. Should I start?
Well, then start it off then.
I'll start. I'm giving this a 4. I'm going to give it a 4. I feel like 4 is low, but I'm going to give it a 4. Like, it's not like a super in-depth plot or anything. Like, it's fairly simple. It's, you know, it made me think of The Raid in that it's a singular place. You got to go from here to here. There's boss fights along the way, and then you have a big boss at the end that you got to beat. And it's some cool action, some good acting, and that's it. Simple, but I love it. So I'm giving it a 4.
I'm giving it a 4 as well. I thought I might be high on that one, but
I guess I'll be the outlier. I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Oh, look at this. I mean, might be the best, highest rated movie we've ever watched.
Yeah. It might be. Yeah.
I mean, everyone dying in the end. The fight scenes were cool. They wasn't just like over the top fight scenes. It's a good movie.
There is something really great about movies like this where as the main character's going through it, everybody around him is dying, and then he also dies in the end. Like, that is awesome. Yeah.
Like I said, I love the
you guys hang
hero
out with
guy.
Cancer Awards, yeah. Don't you?
Saying children with cancer are heroes?
Everyone is dying.
Is that like an alternate version of the Lego movie song? Like,
yeah. <it's>